lugar.
Everybody, good evening. Yes. Thank you, Chuck of Chuck Knows Church. Seems Chuck knows Jake as well. Welcome to the 2013 United Methodist Association of Communicators Awards Gala. My name is Dr. Larry Hyde Jr., and I have the pleasure of directing communications for the God's people of Northern California and Northern Nevada. And welcome to Chicago, Chi-Town, where, yes, the Blues Brothers shot that classic film in 1980.
On a mission from God. Woo-hoo! And my name is Michelle Whitaker. I'm the Communications and New Media Director for the General Board of Church and Society in Washington, D.C.
Woo-hoo, Michelle! And might I add, she's an expecting and glowing mother. An expecting mother.
Thank you. Do you want to know one of the best parts about being pregnant? I have a heightened sense of awareness.
And what does that mean?
I sense there's a lot of creative talent in this room.
Creative communicators, woo-hoo!
By the way, speaking of the Blues Brothers, did you know that for the 30th anniversary of the movie, the Vatican newspaper, L'Osservatore Romano, called the film a Catholic classic and recommended it as good viewing for all Catholics.
And I know Kathy Noble is not here this week, but I know that interpreter must have recommended or gave something interpretive about the movie. Tonight, we'd like to recognize some of our distinguished UMAC members.
In a sense, this is UMAC family time, and we want to celebrate your achievements at the local, annual, jurisdictional, and general church levels. The winning entries that we will see tonight demonstrate the high-quality work we perform for all those we serve.
As we begin this evening, we want to thank a group of people who work year-round to support us, our officers of UMAC. And I want the officers of UMAC to stand and remain standing as I call your name. With us here tonight are our president, Neil Caldwell, our vice president, Lisa Deal, our treasurer, Linda Rhodes, our secretary, Carolyn Dandridge, our at-large directors, Laura Albert and Victoria Rebeck, and our United Methodist Communication Liaison, Roya James. Let's show our love and appreciation for them. And we would also like to thank our coordinator for the judging this year, Matt Brody, who is the Director of Communications from the South Carolina Conference. Show our love for Matt.
The UMAC annual awards are given each year to active UMAC members who demonstrate excellence in communications and public relations. Each year in the competition, it is judged on overall quality, including concept, content, design, creativity, execution, and effectiveness in reaching its audience. Each entry is compared with the best communication projects of United Methodist communication professionals across the country. A panel of religion and secular communications professionals judges each class of entries.
Tonight we have the honor of presenting awards in 10 classes, 1 through 10. Most classes have several categories, and each category could have up to 3 winners, 3rd, 2nd, and 1st place. And we will hear some comments from the judges about our winners. And note that this year there are no entries, no Class 6 audio winners tonight.
Each first place winner qualifies for best of class, the top honor. All winners will be asked to come up to the stage and to receive their awards at the end of each class. This is before the best of class winner is announced. Got that? Before the best of class winner is announced.
The best of class winner epitomizes expertise and maturity in religious communication. Some, but not all, of the best of class winners are here tonight. But for those of you that are here, please come forward to the stage when your name is announced.
And our producer, Steve, in the back would like to ask for your forgiveness in advance, just in case we completely botch the pronunciation of your name.
And this evening, it's a tough job, but somebody, so me and Michelle are gonna have to do it, and we're gonna have to get this party started. Y'all ready to get the UMAC party started? Woo! Let's celebrate our colleagues.
We begin with Class 1, Print Publications.
The newspaper category of Class 1. In Division A, from the annual conference or local church, in second place, Paul Black and Natalie Rowe, Illinois Great Rivers Conference for The Current.
And this year's first class winners from an annual conference or local church in the newspapers category are Jessica Connor and Allison Trussell of the South Carolina Conference for the South Carolina
The judges exclaimed that it's hard to find anything in this publication that can be improved, and in many of the advocate are no doubt well-versed in methods. Next up in the print publications class is the magazines category, where we recognize 5 award winners this year.
First, from Division A, the annual conference for local church, the second place winners are Neil Caldwell, Catherine Wu, and Linda Rhodes of the Virginia Conference for the Virginia United Methodist Academy.
And the first place winner for magazines from the annual conference for local church, it's Fred Koenig of the Missouri Conference for the Missouri Methodist.
We are praised this magazine for consistently providing a good mix of story topics, featuring a variety of ages, genders, and ethnicities.
Next, in Division B, general agency or jurisdictional area, the third place winner in the magazine's category, Kathy Nolan, United Methodist Communications for Interpreter Magazine.
In second place, from the Lake Chumleska Conference and Retreat Center, it's Stephanie Drum and John Patterson for the Lake Chumleska Centennial Magazine.
And this year's first place winner from the general agency or jurisdictional area, Christy House of the General Board of Global Ministries for New World Outlook.
The General Board provides helpful information on global missions with pictures, graphics, and stories that draw you in. Our next category in the print publications class is special publications, sections, or supplements, and we have 6 award winners this year.
Starting with Division A, annual conference or local church, the third place winners are Paul E. Black and Natalie Rowe, the Illinois Great Rivers Conference for Africa University at age 20.
In second place, from the Virginia Conference, it's Catherine Moon and Linda Rhodes for the 2013-2014 Mission Opportunities.
And this year's third place winner from the annual conference or local church, Guyer Nimmons, Western North Carolina Conference, or Kinder.
The judges proclaim, wow, just that, creatively. It's a great example of thinking outside the box.
Continuing with special publications, sections, or supplements from Division B, general agency or jurisdictional area. This year's third place winner is Diana Dury of the Georgia United Methodist Foundation for Legacy, Sowing Seeds of Faith for Future Generations, 2012 Annual Award.
In second place, in the Lake Journalistic Conference and Retreat Center, it's Stephanie Drum for Lake Journalistic Annual Report.
And in first place, in the agency or jurisdictional area, it's the team of Ben Rhodes, Darcy Quigley, Melissa Hinnon, and Evelyn Warren of the General Board of Global Ministries for 2013 to 2016, giving opportunities through the events.
The eye-catching art and clean design and layout impressed the judges, commenting that the publication's audience was certainly well-informed.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's recognize all our Class 1 print publication award winners and have them come up to the stage now to receive their awards.
And what you're going to do is you're going to come to our left, your right, and pick up your awards from Jessica and Matt, and then you're going to proceed to the back to take a picture with the Reverend Dr. Art McClanahan. So proceed to your right, pick up your awards, and then head towards the back to take a photograph.
Let's congratulate them all again. Thank you. We've asked the judges to select one winner, which they regard as best of class in each category. This is called the best of class winner, and they receive this beautiful trophy.
And I'm going to ask the lovely Michelle for the envelope for the best of class. And the 2013 Robert F. Story Best of Class winner for print publications is... it's Christy House from the General Board of Global Ministries New World Outlook. Let us celebrate Christy as she comes forward.
This is actually the first one of these I've ever received. Wow, thank you. It's a pleasure to keep working on the print. It really is a pleasure to keep working on the print. And it's a pleasure to move into new areas, too, I have to say, new ways of communicating, which are challenging but also important as I see my kids growing up in a completely different world. So thank you for guiding me into that, because your help has been much appreciated. This weekend, Carolyn Dandridge taught me how to get my mobile tether hooked up so I could have the internet without paying for it. Thank you so much, Carolyn. But really, it has been 103 years of history with New World Outlook, and I stand on the shoulders of so many wonderful editors and missionaries and wonderful churches that have produced wonderful stories. So thank you.
We have gone digital. I get going on my laptop over time. or whatever it is, and I just can't stop. Have you been there? Digital. It's infectious. All right, all you digital producers out there, let's see the winners for Class 2 Digital Publications. And congratulations.
And cut it off. Great. I'm going to take this one. You guys are learning.
Class 2 Digital Publications.
The first awards for digital publications are from the category of e-newsletters, where we recognize Division A winners from an annual conference or local church.
The third place winners come from the Texas Conference, Paula Arnold, April Cannon, and Brent Mills for their work Cross Connection.
In second place are Sybil Davidson and Mike Sell of the North Georgia Conference for Monday Morning in North Georgia.
And the first place winners in the e-newsletters category are Mark Doyle, Kay DeMoss, and Valerie Mosky Celeste of the Michigan area for MiConnect.
The judges noted that this e-newsletter contains a broad spectrum of articles that are concise and easy to follow.
In the category of electronic publications, we honor two Division A winners from an annual conference or local church.
In second place, from the Great Plains area, it's Lisa Elliott Deal, Catherine Whitten, and Roxy DeLisa from Great Plains Daily Devotion.
And this year's first place winner for electronic publications from the Florida Conference is Susan Green for the Florida Conference Connection.
The judges commented that this electronic publication is informative, motivational, and entertaining, demonstrating strong artistic skills and innovation.
In the category of electronic special publications, section or supplement, we honor this year's first place winner from Division B, General Agency or Jurisdictional Area, Michelle Whitaker, the General Board of Church and Society, for the Faith and Mental Health Bulletin insert.
The judges acknowledged the difficult subject matter, then stated that it was handled in a skillful and sensitive manner, very tasteful.
Let's recognize all Class 2 Digital Publication Award winners as they come to the stage to receive their awards.
Come forward, our friends, and pick up your awards and have your photograph taken. And your 2013 Best of Class winner for Digital Publications is?
Can I have the envelope?
Michelle's going to do the honors.
Mark Doyle and Kay DeMoss, Valerie Mossman Celestine from Michigan area. You guys can come up to the stage to receive your award. And do we have that?
The judges proclaimed this e-newsletter innovative and powerful imagery with an impact that is dynamic, highly motivating, and entertaining.
Thank you very much. This was a new effort. We became an area team in July 1st of this year, where the Detroit and West Michigan conferences came together for communications, and we needed a new way to reach out, and so we created that. And I can't say enough about my colleague, Kay DeMoss, who makes every week a special moment and helps share the story that we need to get out there. So thank you very much.
Besides, it's taking a while. Why don't you guys go on without me, all right? Let's honor those UMAC awards for our
They are Trisha Johnson and Catherine Whitty of the Nebraska Conference for a ministry devoted to risk-taking mission and justice.
The judges praised this nonfiction story as a well-written profile that clearly shows the impact of this woman's faith on her life and the lives of others.
Our next awards are for outstanding opinion editorial writing. In Division A, Annual Conference or Local Church, the first place winner is Amy Fortas of the Arkansas Conference for Lessons from Dogs.
Very concise, well written, and an excellent message, commented the judge about this first place Division A award winner.
In Division B, General Agency or Jurisdictional Area, the first place winner is Christy House of GBGM's New World Outlook for Seeding Relationships.
The judges were impressed with this excellent editorial, stating that it was a wonderful example of determination, spirit, and reconciliation. Next up are the awards for news articles.
From an annual conference or local church, the third place winner is Betty Baxter of the Louisiana Conference for Health Kids Delight Louisiana School Kids.
In second place, Division A's winner is Jessica Connor of the South Carolina Conference for her article, Going Solar, Winds and Rain.
And the first place winner in the news articles category from an annual conference or local church is Betty Baxter of the Louisiana Conference for United Methodist Pastor named 2013 CNN Hero.
The judges found the pastor's story compelling and inspirational, complimenting Ms. Baxter's exceptional and informative writing style.
Continuing in the category of news articles for Division B, General Agency or Jurisdictional Area, the third place winner is Barbara Planahan, working for United Methodist News Service, for Newtown Responders Get Strength for Service.
In second place, from the General Board of Local Ministries and United Methodist Women, Paul Jeffrey, for his article, Making Changes, Roma in Macedonia, Fighting for Respect.
And this year's first place winner from a general agency or jurisdictional area, again, is Paul Jeffrey of GBGM and United Methodist Women for Who is Roma? In Bulgaria, Rising Racism Provokes Men to Change Identity.
Concise and informational is how the judges describe Mr. Jeffrey's work, an excellent article on all levels.
And we finished class three writing with the category feature articles.
Beginning with Division A, Annual Conference for Local Church, the third place winner is Susan Green of the Florida Conference for Community Partners Help Church Special Needs.
The second place winner, once again, Susan Green of the Florida Conference for Reaching Students the West Way.
And the first place winner in Division A for feature articles, the trifecta, Susan Green for the third time in a row with her article, Many United Methodist Worshippers Still Waiting for a Sign.
An awesome article with the judges, educational, positive, and inspiring.
And the winners in Division B, General Agency or Jurisdictional Area. In third place, it's Kathy Gilbert of United Methodist Communications for Sports Help Warriors on Path to Healing.
In second place, Linda Blue of United Methodist Communications for GBGM story, The Church in China.
And this year's first place winners for writing feature articles, it's Joey Butler and Kathleen Berry of United Methodist Communications for the Right Rock and Red Cherry Conference. It's a definite grand slam, proclaimed the judge. Very well written and executed. It made me want to go out and buy the CD, a must read for any music lover.
Please show your appreciation for all the award winners in this class, Class 3 Writing, as they come forward to receive their awards. Larry, it's your turn to do Best of Class Honors.
All right. The 2013 Dunn Doden Best of Class winner for writing is... It's going to be Susan Green from the Florida Conference, Many UM Worshippers Still Waiting for a Sign. Let's congratulate Susan as she comes forward.
The judges hailed Susan Green's feature article as very inspiring.
I see what he means. You can't see anybody. But I would like to mention that although I'm the member of UMAC from the Florida Conference, that everyone on our staff really works hard to put out a great product, and I'm pleased that we were recognized tonight. I'd also like to mention that this was a ministry that really captured my attention, the need for more signers and more different ways to help people who cannot hear. And I enjoyed working with Tom Hudspeth of the Lovers Lane UMC in Texas, and he was very helpful with this article. Thank you.
Our last category for internet communications is his mobile apps. And this year's first place winner is from Division A Annual Conference for Local Church. It's Art McClanahan of the Iowa Conference for Mobile App.
The judges mentioned the clean and easy interface and plenty of food content, with the addition of audio as an especially nice feature.
Let's show our appreciation for the 2013 Class 4 Internet Communications winners. Please come up to the stage to receive your awards. And now the Best in Class winner for Internet Communications. Larry, can you do that?
The 2013 winner is Paul Jeffrey from the General Board of Global Ministries for Global Lens. Paul is not here, but I don't know if one of the folks from Global Ministries, Christy or Melissa, would like to come up and accept on Paul's behalf. Let's show our love for Paul.
The second place winner is Diana Dury of the Georgia United Methodist Foundation. for her video, Sowing Seeds of Faith for Future Generations.
And the first place winner from Division B from the General Board of Global Ministries, it's the team of Christy House, Christopher Trahomi, and Judith Santiago for their video, Ganta, United Methodist Hospital.
The judges applauded this video as an amazing storyteller that transports the viewer to Africa.
It is challenging, but the good thing about it is that people get in the vision that the tablet is for the local community and the local community being contributed to it.
The next awards are for video production on a budget of more than $2,000.
From an annual conference of a local church, the first place winners are from the Great Plains area, Ed Taylor, Catherine Witte, and Lisa Deal for three small churches.
Celebrate the past, but acknowledge some very hard facts about the present. Rolla, Kansas, Blue Mountain, Kansas, and Phillips, Nebraska. The communities were facing difficult economic times, declining populations. Some of them lost their schools. Businesses gave up long ago, leaving behind decaying buildings.
Continuing with video production on a budget of more than $2,000, from a general agency or jurisdictional area. The third place winner is Fran Cohn Walsh of United Methodist Communications for UMTV, Pro Wrestling Deacon of Doom.
The second place winner from Division B is Jan Snyder of United Methodist Communications for the Roman History, Culture, and Faith.
And this year's first place winner from a general agency or jurisdictional area for a video production over $2,000, it's Steve Horsfield Johnson of the General Board of Discipleship for Pastor or Savior, a Wesley Pilgrimage.
The judges described this award winner as a visual feast and incredible journey.
It started in a simple rectory in Epworth, England, and would eventually grow to become a worldwide movement known as Methodism. It's here where John and Charles Wesley were born and spent their childhood. They would go on to become priests of the Church of England and eventually the founders of the Methodist Church.
Let's show our love for these award winners as they come forward. Now let's see who the judges consider to be the best of class for videos. The 2013 Hilly Hicks Best of Class winner in video production is the Reverend Steve Horsfield Johnson, General Board of Discipleship, Pastor or Savior, our Wesley Pilgrimage. Let's show our love for Steve as he comes forward.
Thanks. I've done a lot of videos over the years. This one was really special. Spent 2 weeks with these people and to have them open up about their lives. I guess it's because their district superintendent wasn't around. They can actually talk about some of the pressure they're under. I really believe that our denomination puts a lot of pressure on young clergy and expect them to be entrepreneurs. And then some of the some of the appointments they're put in are really tough. And so I really appreciate these people who opened up, and it was a special award, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
We're almost halfway there, everybody. Are you excited about our colleagues and the wonderful work that we're doing all across the connection? Let's continue to show our love. For class 6 this year, we had no awards, and so we're going to move on to class 7 right now.
Portrait.
Let's recognize all of the winners in the photography class as they come forward to receive their awards. And here is the envelope for the winner of the best in class. Let's see who takes home that beautiful prize.
The 2013 Donald B. Moyer Best in Class winner in photography is Paul Jeffrey of the General Board of Global Ministries, UMW, for Congo Women Laughing.
Indeed. The judges were especially impressed with how this project succeeded. breaks female African stereotypes.
And Paul is not here this evening, but let's show our love in his absence. I'm sure he's somewhere shooting some amazing photographs.
Now, Steve, I've got nothing, man. Seriously, yeah, nothing's coming to mind for the visual design class. Well, I don't know whether that would make sense, but like a kaleidoscope of color behind or something, something really.
The judges were most impressed with the nice, clean, legible design and the variety of ways the logo was used to integrate with the new look.
And the first place winner for logos, branding, development from a general agency or jurisdictional area is the team of Emily Miller, Tara Barnes, Yvette Moore, and Lee Rogers of United Methodist Women for the Adjective Campaign.
The judges remarked that the wonderful photos integrated with the uplifting messages proved to be an impressive, award-winning combination.
Let's recognize all our winners for Class 8 Visual Design as they come forward to receive their awards.
Class 8 highlights specialized work of some of the most dedicated professionals working in the visual design field. We now lift up one as the best of class, and Michelle is going to do the honors.
The winner of the 2013 Best in Class in Visual Design is Catherine Wooten of the Virginia Annual Conference for Virginia United Methodist Advocate.
Catherine was not able to be with us for this year's conference because she had some obligations with her son and his school activities. And before we left, Brenda Capon, one of our co-workers, said to her, "Well, who's going to go pick up all your awards?" So I guess it's me. We are very, very lucky to have such a talented graphic designer working for us. And I know she'll be quite excited to get this award. Thank you.
Well, we've seen an extraordinary amount of expertise honored here tonight already, all kidding aside. The 2013 UMAC Awards represent a tremendous array of talent, and we still have a few more to go. Two classes left is all, so we'll turn all attention now to Class 9, Publicity and Advertising.
Next up, in publicity and advertising, the awards for single one-piece work in either print or electronic format.
From an annual conference or local church, the first place winner is Catherine Wooten of the Virginia Conference for the Conference Ministries with Young People Resource Guide 2013.
The judges were especially impressed with the attractive and compelling cover design concept. Well organized, concisely described the ministry event.
And from a general agency or jurisdictional area, the first place winners is the team of Ben Rose, Terry Tynes, Darcy Gridley, and Brenda Carr of the General Board of Global Ministries for Connect Global Mission, Resources and Opportunities for You and Your Church.
The judges remarked that the project was well conceived and executed, with intentions clearly stated, all important for any advertising or publicity.
Let's give all the winners of the publicity and advertising class a warm hand as they come forward. All this publicity and advertising work does such a wonderful job promoting our collective United Methodist mission. Let's see who is the best of class winner, Class 9, publicity and advertising, and the lovely Michelle will do the honors.
Thank you, Larry. The 2013 Leonard M. Perryman Best in Class winner in Publicity and Advertising is Jennifer Rhoda, Larry Holland, Sherry Thiel, Sophia Agdertrop, Neely Hicks, Jackie Vaughn from United Methodist Communications for That's Church. You can come up to receive your award.
An excellent theme, as explained. Comprehensive and thorough, well-executed in multiple channels, all the elements that add up to an impressive, effective campaign.
Wow. This is really exciting. This campaign has meant an awful lot to me, and it's been really special to work on it. But I really can't take credit, and obviously there's lots of names on here already, and a lot more who aren't even in this room or didn't get mentioned because they're not official members. So thank you all.
At this time, we have a special award to present, and to do the honors, we have the chair of our awards committee, Matt Brody.
I can see absolutely none of you. The Shoestring Award is given to a communicator that finds a way to make a big impact on a small budget. And I guess that's why I'm up here, because I'm pretty sure we ran out of money to pay Chuck to introduce all the awards. Now, we know that most every project we do as communicators ends up being on a budget that is next to nothing, but each year we honor one communicator that was able to go above and beyond to do a lot with a little. This year's second place Shoestring Award goes to Kathy Williams of the Kentucky Annual Conference for the 2003 Mission Offering Campaign. And our first place winner, who is also the recipient of this beautiful little Shoestring Award trophy, goes to Skylar Nimmons of the Western North Carolina Conference for his work on The Digest. And though Skylar is not here, I'm sure he would want me to say something profound. Sorry, Skylar. There was enough time and money for that.
Almost there. Hold on. Just 1 second. Just wait before I know. I know we're almost out of time. I'm just trying to get everything perfect. I'm missing something. Ta-da! Media presentation! You guys don't like when I think that I'm win or nominated, maybe it's an honor just to be. Maybe I can submit for next year's. All right. Class 10, media presentations.
Now it's time for our 10th and final Best in Class award this evening. Larry, do you want to do the honors?
I'll do the honors for our 10th and final award. The winner of the 2013 Best of Class 10 media presentation goes to Mike DeBose from United Methodist Communication for Wings of the Morning. Let's show our love for Mike.
Meaningful moment made me feel like I was happy.
right about the line. Well, Mike isn't here, but if he was here, what he would say is that nothing gives him greater satisfaction than being out in the field and shooting stories like this. And if he could do that every day of the week, 52 weeks or maybe 50 weeks out of the year, he would be in paradise. So on behalf of Mike, thank you very much for this recognition. We certainly value him as a colleague at United Methodist Communications, and I know that he values the relationships that he has with each and every one of you. So thank you.
All right, Michelle, we made it. I think we need to give and show our love and give another round of applause to all of tonight's winners, as well as just all of us for the work that we do to tell God's mission and God's ministry on behalf of the people called United Methodist. I think we just need to stand to our feet and just give another big round of applause. We're not ready to leave yet.
We're not quite done. But this is my favorite part of the evening. We have the Communicator of the Year and the Hall of Fame Awards. And to present this year's Hall of Fame inductee, we have Holly McCray, editor of the Oklahoma Annual Conference. Is Holly here? Yes.
On behalf of the Oklahoma Conference Department of Communication, I am so pleased to introduce to you the 2013 UMAC Hall of Fame honoree. The official church record of his service dates back to 1959 in Arkansas as he began his clergy career. But our research turns up a much earlier point when he became one of God's communicators. Boyce Bowden began his life with a severe challenge. He stuttered. Imagine how he struggled as a child in the seventh grade, hiding under his house for refuge. He prayed and struck a bargain with God. If God would heal him, Boyce would devote his life to telling the greatest story ever, the story of the love of God. At school, the next day for this seventh grader, Boyce gave his first speech without stuttering. Since then, he hasn't stuttered. And he has been telling God's love story. Boyce Bowden was ordained in 1972, and in the Oklahoma Conference, he pastored four churches in the 1970s. He was the first in Oklahoma Conference as a European American pastor to lead an African American congregation. But then Bishop John Wesley Hart was named to lead the Oklahoma area, and Reverend Bowden was called into a new role in the church. In 1981, Bishop Hart put a priority on annual conference public relations, much of it behind the scenes, and the conference newspaper, The Contact. Bishop Hart recently told us it could not have been a more providential appointment. Boyce became my right and left arm both. Examples: while Boyce and Bishop Hart served together, an annual state legislative event connected church leaders with the legislators at our Capitol who were United Methodists. The only United Methodist University in Oklahoma made a dramatic turnaround during that time. A statewide ecumenical suicide prevention hotline was set up for farmers in Oklahoma during a great farm crisis when a number of farmers were committing suicide. Boyce Bowden is such a modest fellow, Bishop Hart told us recently, but there wasn't anything that Boyce wasn't a vital part of when those two were together. Boyce Bowden served as an advisor to four bishops in Oklahoma and directed our conference communications for almost 25 years. He has told the greatest story through writing, including several books, and advising, some of it, much of it, behind the scenes. He was and continues today to be very forward-looking in church communications. In the 1980s, Boyce was on the cutting edge of digital page layout and digital submission of the conference newspaper. He had the first United Methodist website domain in the nation back in the 80s. He wrote the first training manual for the United Methodist communicators on crisis communications. That manual is still being used as a resource by UMCOM today. UMAC, this group, named him Communicator of the Year in 1999. Oklahoma's current bishop, Robert Hayes Jr., echoed Bishop Hart about Boyce as always effective and on the job, seen or unseen, whether the task was big or small. And he told us about one of the small gifts he received when he and Boyce were serving together in 2004 and 5. It seems Bishop Hayes was very late one day, arriving at the conference office for a cabinet meeting. As Director of Communications, Boyce was a member of the extended cabinet. Literally, right outside the windows of the cabinet room, the bishop was stopped for speeding. Well, Bishop Hayes got out of his car, and the police officer approached him, and Bishop Hayes realized he did not have his driver's license with him that day. Suddenly, out of the conference center rushed Boyce Bowden, camera in hand, hurried up to that police officer, identified himself as a reporter, said, "This is big news. Our bishop has been stopped by the police. I need a photo. I want to interview you. I want a story. I've got to publish this." Perhaps the police officer was a bit shocked or befuddled. He posed for the photo, and he left, according to Bishop Hayes. And Bishop Hayes escaped a traffic ticket that day, thanks to Boyce Bowden. Bishop Hayes said, "Boyce Bowden made my transition to the episcopacy in Oklahoma smoother than I ever could have imagined." Reverend Dr. Bowden retired in 2005, and an endowment in his honor was set up at the Oklahoma United Methodist Foundation. He continues to write. What's retirement but a word, anyway? You perhaps have seen his byline in New World Outlook or Response Magazine, or on ministrymatters.com and other places. Howard, a former chairperson of our Board of Communications that relates to the department, said, "Boyce possesses a marvelous capacity to create what the rest of us cannot. He seems to grasp the deeper nature of things, and we are eternally grateful for that." And Craig, who is our conference director of connectional ministries in the Oklahoma Conference, said, "Boyce writes truth." Underline that, capitalize that. But he also goes beyond just truth, to how the truth speaks to the spiritual in each of our lives, so that Boyce's work touches everyone, especially laity. Boyce is here tonight with his precious wife, Arlene. They live in Oklahoma City. They have two grown daughters. One of their daughters, Melody, has come to be here at this special moment with us tonight from Florida. Boyce Bowden is such an encourager to us and to other church communicators in the wider community. Some of you, I know, whether novice or experienced, his wisdom and his caring and his love just shine through. He is a wise and humble man, a man of truth, and an outstanding storyteller of the love of God. So please welcome our 2013 Hall of Fame honoree, Reverend Dr. Boyce Bowden.
Hey, this is a great honor, and I'm very grateful for it. Always treasure it. And want to say just a few words, not only of appreciation for the award, but just of appreciation for UMAC and what it has meant to me during the time that I've been director, or was director, of communications and public relations for our conference. I think it can be said in a few words. I appreciate the fact that UMAC has given me an opportunity to meet some terrific people, to make some friends that have been friends from the time I met them and will always be. UMAC has not only given me great friends, an opportunity to grow in that way, but it's been a very strong support to me during the time that we met the various challenges and opportunities that were part of all of our lives during those days. One of them was the challenge and the opportunity that was brought about by technology. Some people thought it was a curse. Some people thought, and still do, that it's a toy that you shouldn't waste your time with. But God gave us an opportunity with the great, tremendous possibilities of technology to do just what we've seen here tonight in the interest of communicating God's love. The terrific examples of the good work that's being done just show what technology can do to reach people in ways that otherwise they would not be met. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful also for the fact that UMCOM and UMAC has given me the opportunity to have a little better handle on dealing with the changing role of the church in society. I could dramatize, I think, this pretty quickly by saying that in 1982, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where we had our annual conference, two newspapers were competing for the announcement of 550 churches with their new pastors, or with newly appointed pastors. Maybe they'd been there the previous year also. Now, a list of 550 churches and pastors takes up a lot of space. But in 1982, the Tulsa World and the Tulsa Tribune, the two Tulsa papers, were competing for the full list of appointments. In 1987, 5 years later, at annual conference, we had some rather different conditions. SMU had been put on probation for its football program. Oral Roberts had lost his credentials as a United Methodist clergy because a classification of clergy had been changed to a classification of laity at the General Conference. Fannis Crutchfield, who had been pastor of the church where we were meeting, Boston Avenue, and then had become bishop, and then had retired, had died of AIDS. I had at my door the Tulsa World, Tulsa Tribune, but they had not come for the appointment list. I also had that day on the phone a call from Time Magazine wanting to know if it was true that someone had said Fannis Crutchfield had gotten AIDS while he was trying to help people in the hospital in Houston. Because a lot of volunteers who were working with AIDS patients had decided to no longer work for them. Also had two TV stations who wanted interviews with the bishop to ask him about these events. You see, times have changed. And the role of the church in society is quite different from what it was in 1982. We are no longer given a priority. We are expected to be accountable. Personally, I think that is good for the church. We need to be accountable. Why shouldn't the church be the most accountable agency around when we have the truth to tell? Association with UMAC and with its various connections with United Methodist Communications and with the Religious Public Relations Group enabled me to do a little bit better job dealing with these controversial issues that have come along as times have changed and as the church has been compelled to deal with crisis. And I think dealing with reality is something the church ought to do. So I'm very grateful to you, Mac. It seems like it brings together all the various agencies of our church, the publishing house, United Methodist Communications, United Methodist Reporter prior to its demise, and other agencies, Religious Public Relations. People from those groups are pulled together into UMAC and formed into a team that truly help us to develop the things that you've seen here tonight in terms of examples of ministry in action. And so I just want to say thanks. As one entering the Hall of Fame of United Methodist Association of Communicators, a group that I respect and honor so much, I'm grateful for that honor, and I'm also grateful for what UMAC has done for me and what I see it doing for others who are coming down the pike now. Tremendous talent, professionalism, but also people who have a sense of the mission that we're on, the mission of God. Thanks.
Each year, we have a special opportunity to honor a single communicator from across the connection. The Communicator of the Year Award is given to an individual who has significantly contributed to raising the visibility and value of the United Methodist Church in his or her area.
The Communicator of the Year Award exemplifies excellence in communications, innovative leadership, and commitment to the vision and mission of the United Methodist Church. We have asked Don Wood, president of Good News Television in Macon, Georgia, to come and to present the Communicator of the Year Award this year. And I understand that Don was the first Communicator of the Year recipient in like 1983 or 1984. So let's welcome Don. Thank you. Thank
you. You know, I'm always on the other side of the lights. It really is bright up here, isn't it? Our Communicator of the Year honoree tonight is a highly professional, dynamic, and sensitive communicator who brings a wealth of knowledge as a United Methodist pastor and as a person who has a great deal of hands-on experience in reporting the news of the United Methodist Church. This person has worked as a volunteer for United Methodist Communications at General Conference, but he's better known for running a conference communications department around from a previously shaky footing. I want to add a codicil there. He was a leader in volunteer video, so he's sort of, I shouldn't have said he, but anyways, a renaissance person who covers all the media fields. He's done electronic media, internet, writing. He's just a gifted person, and I'm so glad that he's going to be honored tonight. Tonight's award winner brought the conference that he's in to the world of online communications. This honoree has been a true visionary in how the conference uses technology to the best communicate with the United Methodist. They've created a series of multimedia advertisements and helped develop a video presence for the bishop on the conference website. They changed the newspaper presence from a print only to a version of print and digital. They continually share new information on a regular basis with new ways of looking at technology advances in our task as communicators. The honoree's creative in audio and video has also helped produce some excellent workshops, including in the areas of ministry beyond communications. When tornadoes or floods have ravaged local communities within the conference, our honorees has represented the United Methodist presence to those people and churches in the midst of reporting on their plight. They did some of the finest and very sensitive interviews of pastors and parishioners that persons in the conference have ever experienced. The 2013 honorees started a program of having volunteer reporters in each of the districts in the conference, so that the conference communications office gets more detailed local stories to share with the annual conference as a whole. Each stringer receives a digital camera to photograph events and to support the written articles. In 1983, the Communicator of the Year was a new award, but in 30 years, we've selected a lot of impressive servants of the church to be Communicator of the Year. And I'm so proud to be able to introduce tonight's communicator because he's been a friend of mine and a working partner before I went to Good News, and there's not very much of that happens because it's been almost 40 years since we first started working with each other. The Reverend David Wendell, the chairperson of the Conference Communications Task Force, wrote in his nomination, "I am very proud of the Iowa Communications Office and work, and we owe so much to our success to the skills of Dr. Arthur McClanahan from Iowa, our Communicator of the Year."
Thank you all so much. Where'd Don go? There you go. Don was referring back to once upon a time when his wonderful GNTV ministry consisted of about an hour of programming and 23 hours of a camera fixed on a fishbowl because they had to be on the air 24 hours a day. And we go back to a General Conference of 1984 and have particularly enjoyed our friendship in the conversations that recur annually and in between. Communications is, I guess, a part of who I am and has been for a long time. My grandfather was a wonderful and interesting man. He had a calling card made that he passed out to people in St. Louis, Missouri. And on the bottom of the card, it said in quotes, "See you in church Sunday." He invited me each time we would visit in the summer, coming east to St. Louis, to think about ministry and to think about telling the story and to find my place in the story and to help others to find their places in the story. So for a long, long time, telling the story and helping others to discover their place in the story has been what I've been all about. There was a wonderful woman whose name is Mary Grace Lyman who greeted me during my first Sunday as a fresh out of seminary new associate pastor at St. Paul's United Methodist Church in New York on Long Island. She went on to say, I understand you do a lot of media things. Well, yes, I've taken pictures and done video and all of that. She said, my father is Harry Spencer. Perhaps you've never heard of TRAFCO, she said, but you might learn about that someday or its successor groups. So there's been a long and wonderful history through all of that. I'm grateful for a family that's encouraged me in the photos and the videos and the storytelling. And Diane, who's sitting here in the center table, has had to endure thousands and thousands and more thousands of photos of our family and had to endure, at one point when New York Conference was wanting to do a film strip, 400 copies of the same cassette that had the same music, "I am the church, you are the church." And it's a wonderful song, but after 400 times, we get the point. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here among you and with you. Mark Doyle and I are on the phone on a fairly regular basis, and we ask each other hard questions, and we say, well, how do you go about doing this? And then we stop and think that there are other friends like Ken in his days in North Carolina, or Tim and all of the family that you represent through United Methodist Communications, or colleagues that we can turn to and discover wonderful ways in which we can tell the story more effectively for Joe and Jane in the pew to get it. I have had the opportunity to work at General Conference with the United Methodist Communications since 1984, with video first and then later in the audio or the radio news piece. I remember Bill Wolfe saying to Mike Hickox and me in the 1980 General Conference after we had written our first story and we thought we had sort of defanged the acronyms and made a fairly simple statement of what had gone on in the very first day or two. And Bill looked at it and he was very patient and he was very generous. And he said, "You might want to go back and rewrite it so Bubba gets it." And he was not being pejorative in any way. He was inviting Mike and me to tell the story so that the people who desperately need to hear the story can hear the story in a way that it will become a part of who they are. And that's not that we're backing up a truck and offloading it upon them and driving away, but that we're in ministry together, and that ministry is for all people in every place, in every life circumstance. Whether it's the wonderful photos that Paul and Mike have taken that we saw earlier this evening, flying medicines across the world, or whether that's the variety of print pieces that we put out, or audio pieces that we construct, or the video, we have an opportunity, we have a purpose, and we have a mission to love God and to love our neighbor without equivocation and without question. So I thank you all for the opportunity to let me be among you, the opportunity to let me be in ministry with you, and for this great gift that my grandfather invited me into and invites all of us into once upon a time in some place, and that is to care for and love the people. At the end of the day, our photos will fade or move into some other realm of technology, and our print may become something that's just in a museum. At the end of the day, people will know the gospel that we are commissioned to communicate by just looking in our eyes and seeing that we care, and seeing that we care that they will know God's love. So, you know, if that's what we're all about, but with a lot of toys, then that's a pretty good gig to be a part of. May you all be blessed, and may we all be blessed and encouraged in what we do by being the ones who have been so wonderfully presented the gift of being able to tell the story so that Joe and Jane in the pew, wherever they are across the world, will discover that they are part of God's story. Thank you.
Before we close this evening, just want to acknowledge two awards that we inadvertently overlooked this evening in our Class 5 television program. In Class 5, Category D television program, a first place winner was Skylar Nemmons for his program, The Digest, from an annual conference or local church program. And then also my lovely co-host for Category E video news stories, first place winner from a general agency or jurisdictional area, is Michelle Whitaker from the General Board of Church and Society for greeting the United Methodist building. So we just want to make sure that we didn't overlook their awards. In closing this evening, we'd like to thank our Matt Brody, who chaired the awards committee this year. Let's show our love for Matt and all of his wonderful, hard work. We'd also like to thank the Reverend Steve Horswell Johnston, who produced this program this evening. Come on, we can do better than that. Show our love for Steve. Wave back there, Steve. Woo! We'd like to thank Patrick Shones from United Methodist Communications for assisting Steve. We'd like to thank our Communicator of the Year, the Reverend Dr. Art McClanahan, who for his photography and who's getting his picture taken right now. We'd like to thank Good News Television for their assistance, and we'd like to thank Chuck as he exited. We'd also like to thank Lila Moringa and Reed Galen, the voices for our video clips. And I want to thank my wonderful co-host, and I hope y'all tweet her some baby names, the Miss Michelle Whitaker.
Thank you, Larry. This has been a wonderful night, and we congratulate all of our winners. And we'd just like you to stand for the benediction, and Jessica Connors will offer the benediction for us. So.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful opportunity to gather here tonight and fellowship and celebrate with all of our friends. Please bless us as we travel home, and thank you for the wonderful gifts that you've bestowed on all of us. Just help us to continue to do your work for the kingdom and to do your will all the days of our lives. Thank you.